Concours Écricom 2003. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 6. Fortress America. America has long welcomed newcomers from foreign lands. Middle Eastern refugees, Latin American job seekers, Canadian shoppers, Asian students, or European tourists who want to try a Budweiser beer or watch a Broadway show. They come to take advantage of the country's wealth, its political, financial, and social opportunities, and they come in very large numbers. Last year, the United States issued 7 million visas to foreigners, but that's only a fraction of the estimated 500 million people who enter and leave the United States every year. Given such a vast number of visitors, it is perhaps not surprising that the Immigration and Naturalization Service focuses much of its attention on simply moving people through the doors. INS inspectors, for example, are required to check all passengers on international flights within 45 minutes of arrival, an efficiency they don't always achieve. Visitors from 29 friendly countries do not need visas at all, and can virtually come and go as they please. But America's complacent attitude has now changed. The Arab terrorists who attacked the World Trade Center and the Pentagon exploited gaping security holes in the U.S. immigration system, and Washington is now taking steps to patch them up. Since the disaster, immigration, customs, and border authorities have been on a state of high alert at America's 301 ports of entry, airports, seaports, and land crossings. Passengers arriving on the shores of Liberty are now greeted by National Guard troops bearing rifles and meticulous luggage inspectors wearing surgical gloves. Delays of 3 hours are common at some border crossings in Mexico and Canada. Foreigners who want to take up residence in the United States, from students and technical workers to refugees, find themselves asking the question that never would have occurred to them before the 11th of September. Is the United States closing its gates? While U.S. gates will stay open to the world, that opening won't be quite as wide. Last week, President Bush ordered consular offices to tighten their scrutiny of all visa applicants. "We welcome legal immigrants," Bush said, "but we don't welcome people who come to hurt Americans." He added that the nearly 565,000 foreign students in America would be more closely monitored. No new immigration laws have yet been passed, but the new anti-terrorism bill has implications for visitors and immigrants, broadening the detention powers of the police. Anyone suspected of supporting alleged terrorists can be arrested and held indefinitely. Civil libertarians worry that non-threatening aliens will be caught up in anti-terrorist action. Fin du texte, numéro 6.